Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Times in a Podcast. You join us maybe just about half an hour after a massive win for Celtic. We've not won away in the league since February. We went to Aberdeen, a tricky ground last season, we didn't win, but we've got a huge 3 points. Danny, before we kind of go into the performance, which wasn't great, that's a big result, and the players needed it, the manager needed it, the club needed it, the fans needed it, and the hook or the crook, we won.
Ah, you're right, it's a massive bottle for the players to win that win. They were really playing against 12 players in the opposition with the ref. Aberdeen were going to get a foul every time they asked for one. A couple of weeks ago we came on here and we were talking, and you're reading on Twitter that, oh, how could we not just win Livingston? Or, you know, if we're not winning 4 or 5, nothing, we struggle. Well, we went up every day. It was a grind, but you know what? We'll probably learn more for that 90 minutes, and they've done a lot of games this season. Just a big 3 points, which we needed. The longer this away thing, let's be honest, Ange was getting brought into the stuff that was happening for last year with folks saying, oh, we've not won away in months, and was getting to blame it, even though he'd only had 3 games before that. But aye, fucking massive ones, and hopefully they kick on now, and you know what I mean, they know they can go and win these games now. They've got that in their mind that we kept going and we got a winner up Aberdeen, so hopefully they take that through for the rest of the season.
Definitely, I think psychologically it's a kind of, it's a monkey off the back, isn't it? Because it was starting to get to the stage where we've been poor the last few games, obviously Leverkusen, Dundee United, Livingston. We did need a kind of win, just a win, that's what I say, is whatever happened today, the manager needed to win, and with 10 minutes to go, I'm thinking, this has got potential to turn really ugly. We go to, I think, Montgomery, Rogic and Jota do brilliant for the goal. Darren, big win.
Absolutely, it's the type of, I've had a few late winners in like the last period, like last decade or so, with guys like Van Dijk and even Chris Eye on the 9-0 season as well. It's just sort of, I think it's a massive win, just not just in terms of where our season is, but for Ange, just because Dave, I was speaking to you as we were out last night, and I just feel there was already so much pressure building on him, and if we'd have went into the second international break, we were in a way win in the league, I think the knives would have really been sharpened, and I don't think he would have lost his job, but I think the pressure would have been right on, and then you would have been faced with like trips to Firth Park and Easter Road. But no, I'm actually, it's going to sound quite ridiculous what I'm about to say, but I'm actually quite glad we won the day. We were playing very well, like, because that's all we'd heard like in some other games was, oh, we're playing this well, but we're not getting the results. So see, for Celtic to have, like, I think, seen on Sky, it was our least attempts on goal and like, at least chances created. It was good to be able to get up there and dig it out, because I know, like, it seems to vary between people whether you think this is going to be just a full rebuilding season or if we are actually going to go and challenge for the title. But if we are going to have any hopes of challenging for the title, this is the type of game that you need to go and get the result. And Danny's quite right, it was very unfair that the sort of away record was fully, like, seemed to be put on hand, because as Danny said, that goes way back to February, and like back then Celtic were still fucking buying Eddie Howe dinner every week. But it's, I don't know, it's, I thought we were really poor, and Kyogo does excellent for his goal, and it's a great cross from Tumble, but I thought after we scored we just went to shit. I thought the defence was shaky. You've got the goal we conceded again, it's just terrible. It's an R cross into the box, and Montgomery's on the line, obviously not the tallest, but I thought Joe Hart should have probably just went through him, or like just put himself in the way yet, because I would probably put him at fault for it. I thought Beaton lost the challenge pretty easily as well, and for me, I thought most of the team was really poor. I thought Jota maybe was the only one that stood out to me as having a good game, and obviously he's come up with the winner, but I told him just deleted. I thought the introduction of Tom Rogic was really good as well. I thought he was good when he came on, and he obviously plays a pass in to Montgomery for the goal, but great scenes to see, and the fact that we scored the 83rd minute, I think it was, and then held on for the last 10 minutes was good as well, because I know they had one cutback for Johnny Hayes that could have led to an equaliser, but apart from that, we sort of rode it out well, and aye, it was a great result to take into the international break. It sort of takes a lot of pressure off the team. Obviously, we're still behind a few teams in the league, but all we can do is just concentrate on ourselves, try and put a run together, but the players will, I know most of them will be away on international duty, but the ones that are on there will have earned a few days rest, and hopefully we'll be ready to go by the time we come back after the international break.
Oh, absolutely. A few things you brought up there that I was going to touch on. I mean, I love to see the kind of wins with your garbage and you just dig out the 3 points. points. Even that final whistle goes, nothing fucking beats it. It's different class, and you know you've not beat your best, you know you're struggled, you know there'll be other teams watching you desperate for you to fuck it up, and you just grind it that one as a team. Really, really important. I thought Kyogo's goal was absolutely outstanding. I thought the cross for Turnbull was excellent, and I thought it was such a clever, clever finish to chest it in. Just, I love him to bits. I just thought we couldn't get him in the game today, which was a shame. There was a time Ralston could have put him through, didn't he? But his movement is just phenomenal, and I thought that was an excellent finish for him. It'd have been a worthy goal to win the game, but not quite how it turned out. In terms of Joe Hart, I think if you've got a man in the post, you're expecting him to clear it. I think it's just the way that header went. It just was quite unlucky for Montgomery. But again, the defending's not good enough at all. And Scott Brown nearly scores a header as well. It's just defending for crosses does need a lot of work. Andy, obviously we were out last night, apart from Danny, who went to AWOL. We were talking about the importance of this game. It was a must when we got there. But no thanks to Bobby Madden, who was fucking disgraceful.
He's a disgrace. We were talking about it just before we started recording, the amount of fouls against Celtic today, and he was just doing absolutely nothing about it. But that's what you've come to expect for Bobby Madden. It's we were anticipating it before the game. He's a fucking disgraceful referee, and it was a disgraceful performance for him. Not about an arsehole, but I just to sort of echo what we said, it's a massive one. Winning a game like that anytime speaks volumes about the character of the team. But I think particularly because of how long it has been, and people were starting to sort of lumber and in by the fact that we hadn't won away in so long, despite him only managing a handful of them. So it's massive. It's massive for the team. It's massive for everything. Getting into international breaks, you never ever want. I hate getting into them drawing or losing, because I feel as if it's so long before you can make that right again. I think getting where I win, it's the best possible way, and that's the best possible way to go about it. Really digging it out, and the team showing that fight, showing that desire, the character to be able to do that in a difficult ground for us, as we've seen last season. And hopefully that's just a springboard to keep going. But it was Kyogo's just a fucking brilliant football player, so intelligent. That finish is genius. You can see his mental. It's fully intentional what he's done, but unfortunately you couldn't get him in the game more often. Yota, I really would be looking at as soon as we can get that paid for and signed, sealed, delivered, make it happen. I think he's a tremendous player. It was just made of the same sort of problems that we've faced, but we know where the deficiencies are lying at the minute. Hopefully we just keep going. No more injuries, but Andrew's a spot on. Just please fucking everybody fucking touch wood, do whatever you need today, and hopefully we get nobody back with any injuries first international break, and then put the players that we've had out, your Julians and Forrests, hopefully they can sort of start coming back, creeping in. I would only assume that a big Greek boy sort of building fitness, and again I doubt he'll be away in international break, given that he's obviously been injured and stuff like that. I would assume that there's something he's working on during that time. He'll be on the training pitch getting that fitness up, which will be great and only be a benefit as well. So aye, buzzing after as a result. I think it's hard not to be. It's a cunty game to watch, and it's no good for the blood pressure, but when you get that, it does speak volumes about the team, and hopefully it really can put us on to actually mounting some form of challenge for the title.
No, absolutely, that's a good thing. We've only got 2 weeks to recover. I mean, I think Julian coming back will definitely be a good thing for us. I think defending corners, and also corners when we're attacking as well, he's a big threat in the air, and he can get goals, so I'm looking forward to that. Danny, I know you're the same as me. I really couldn't believe the referee the day, and the best time to call out these fucking idiots is when you win. I thought, I've never seen so many fouls given against Celtic in all my life, and the fact that not one Aberdeen player got booked was astounding.
Aye, and it got to a point where I was even shouting about fucking throw-ins to calculate my point to myself, and it was just a disgrace. Madden was a disgrace. Two ways about it. Watch that 90 minutes again. It's not the best 90 minutes, but if you win, you'll see. Can't think of a time an Aberdeen player went down and didn't get a foul. The amount of things he was letting them get away, like he gave a foul against Starfelt in the first half when Ramirez went down. Turnbull somehow ended up the first player in the book. Booked Jota persistent fouling because that fucking Ramsey hit the deck every time Jota went near him. Ramsey, who had the worst tackle of the game on Kyogo, nae booking. Ramirez pulling back Montgomery when he skinned him, held onto him for about 5 seconds. Madden played on, didn't bring it back to book him when the ball went out of play. Even got to the point it was fucking long balls at the parks. Celtic players, Matt Vickers was going up to win it. Gina foul, and then up the other end, Kyogo's getting shoved about in the air. Nothing, you know. And I wouldn't even say there were fouls for Celtic, but they certainly weren't fouls for Aberdeen. And he was giving them Everton. Celtic had 3 bookings, Aberdeen had none, which is just mental. Celtic had 67% of the ball, but gave away 7 fouls. Just make it make sense. And then in injury time, he blown at Ralston to stop encroaching at a throw in, and less than a minute later, Ramsey walks at least yards with the ball further forward. The ball hadn't even out of play. It was roll of play down there, our left wing. Ramsey had went to get the ball. A good 5-10 yards, the ball went out of play, and then he walked 20 yards before he took the throw in. And he whistled, he threw the ball. I don't know, Montgomery headed it on. Celtic won a throw in 30 seconds later, and he's blown at Montgomery to take it for where he's stoning. He just complete could not have made it any more obvious what he was trying to do. I says before we started recording, but when Madden referees Celtic games, we face more free kick 20, 30 yards out for goal because he knows we're weaker. And you know what I mean? And he done it the first day of the season against Hearts. He done it there. Just a fucking an awful refereeing. And we should be calling it out when we win, because if we didn't get that win of the day, pressure's right on Ange, pressure's on the boys that are there saying, oh, they can't win away, they've no ball, they've no this, they've no that. And if anybody was to say, well, actually, fucking the ref gave us nothing, can't use that as an excuse. We're just shite, we're just shite. So we don't need to use it as an excuse. We can when it happens. That was it was a disgrace, and really something should be said about it, because it was actually getting to a point where you just started laughing when he was doing it. There was no point getting fucking angry. It's not as if he was going to stop it. And it'll be a very long, sorry drive home for him tonight after that winner.
No, I completely agree. I think it was just a horrendous performance. It's really bizarre. I actually think he's normally one of the better referees, which is saying nothing, because the standard is just a disgrace in this country. But I take your point, that was it. If we'd have got beat the day, I wouldn't have brought up the ref. I'd just have blamed the players and the manager. So I think, I mean, I've referred to it a few times over here. The best thing Rangers ever done was release a statement about Colm, and they get 6 months without them refereeing their game. See if that we could do that and get rid of somebody like beating their Madden for 5 months worth of game. It'd be fucking outstanding, because they're fucking awful referees, terrible referees, and I thought the day was piss poor, and I just thought they gave me floaty. Couldn't any contact an Aberdeen player, he was booking them. I thought the worst tackles you see was on Kyogo. Didn't he book him? I just thought, you're having a fucking laugh. So, but fuck him, we won. Darren, when we come back for the international break, are you expecting many changes? If Julian or Forrest are fit, are they going right back into the starting 11?
Out of name, Forrest probably slightly. I know Julian will be back to training pretty shortly, but I think he'll still be quite a bit away. I'd actually be quite surprised if we see him at all in October, maybe towards the end of the year, we'll likely see him. But as I've said on this podcast for the last 2.5 years or whatever it is, I'm not a massive Forest fan, but I feel at times we are missing him now, because I just think Abad is no type of sort of natural winger. And don't get me wrong, I don't think Forest is great at it either, but I think he does sort of hug the touchline a bit more. And Abad is stats speak for themselves, and he has been playing well, but at the same time I think we could do it just I don't know if I'd throw Forrest straight back in, but at least have that competition there so that you can sort of alternate between the two. It will be good to, like, as we've mentioned, it's if they've got a good between 10 days and 2 weeks before their next competitive game, so it'll give Ange a chance to work with guys like Jack and Marcus and the likes, just guys on their way in international duty, just gives the team more time on the training field, which is going to be vital if you're still get a manager who's trying to implement his style. So as much as changes, I don't know. I'm trying to think who else would possibly be changed. I don't know. I'm not a massive beat-on fan, but I think right now you're sort of, it's six and half a dozen who you choose between likes of him and McCarthy and Sorrow, because I think we've seen enough that I wouldn't be playing Rogic and Tumble in the same midfield from the start, because I actually thought Tumble was all right and the set pieces were a bit better. They obviously set up the first goal, but as soon as Rogic came on and Tumble moved on to the left sort of centre attacking mid position, I thought he just looked terrible again. It was a bit when he was in the box, and I think it was Danny that mentioned it the other day, but he's just always so desperate to put it on his right foot. And of course, the fact he's stronger fit, that's what he's going to be sort of naturally wanting to do, but it just looked like it needed somebody with a left foot to actually go the other way. I think it just made it easy for Aberdeen to sort of nullify him after he was moved position. But no, I'm personally looking forward to the break as well, just because it's just been fitting fast, and obviously the start of the season we were flying and you're winning every week and beating teams like Alkmaar and winning your home game 6-0. So obviously the last 3-4 weeks has been a bit trickier, and I think the fans and the team need the break, and hopefully when we do come back there will be a few fresh faces. And whether that's in from the start, Tony, I don't know, but I think I seen Ange mention it the other day, it's not always about getting them in from the start, but having players on the bench to put pressure on the guy and the team and keep them up to full speed. You don't want players thinking, oh, I'm going to play every week just because they look at the bench and they see how poor it is. And I think just having bodies back will be absolutely vital for the next like, October, November and December.
Absolutely. I think that's it. I mean, one of the big issues the last few games is a lack of any quality in the bench. But if you're going into these games, you get Julian in the bench, you get Forrest. Hopefully the Greek striker is up to speed, and then you can maybe even Karamoko Dembele coming back as well, and Greg Taylor, etc., whenever that may be. So I think we'll look a lot better, and the manager will have more personnel to change the game when we need it. I mean, you need to give him credit the day he changed. I wasn't a fan of Kyogo going out wide, but obviously Rogic into Montgomery doing that wing, and then Jota finishes it, so Rogic played his part. Andy, we need to just make sure we get back to the internationals without any injuries, and then is it Motherwell away then St Mirren at home, is that right?
Aye, as you say, it's vital that we come back injury-free, and like you say, it is away to Motherwell, who by all accounts have started the season pretty well. They seem to have a strong side. I think they're sitting fourth, could be hanging at. So, I mean, that'll be a tough game. And it's just vital that we come out with no injuries or no more damage to the squad. And ideally, we'll be coming to out the other end of that international break stronger than we're getting in it, just with people coming back for injuries, people hopefully getting up to match sharpness and fitness so they can play. But that's the most important thing, Tony. I'll be fucking watching some of these international games through my fingers to hope that nobody gets injured, or I hope they don't even play. Keep them now on the fucking bench and I'll be happy with that. But massive games coming up. Massive. I think just about every game is massive for Celtic the new. But that's, I just can't emphasise how big a feel that is. I really do think that, like Manny's already mentioned, that the players are going to learn so much for a result of that. So much to keep pushing somewhere like Pittodrie, in that you do get the benefits, because there was times in that second half where it really only looked like them that were going to score. They had the bulk of the chances. I can think of maybe one in the second half other than the goal that we scored that was a chance, if you would call it that, for us. So it's massive, and like I say, go out the other end without any injuries, and hopefully we can keep it rolling. And that's the away sort of away game monkey off our back, and hopefully we go and sort of get two in the bounce away from home when Motherwell rolls in.
No, I think now we need to try and go on a run and gain consistency, and this is an important period, because maybe going to places like Firth Park and Easter Road, and again, a bit like the day, just win, irrespective of how you play. Don't get me wrong, I would like to see some better football and create a few more chances, and I think that will come, but it's definitely, so just for me, it's just about winning the new and trying to keep in touch with the teams that are above us, and we've done our part of the day, irrespective of what happens between Hibs and Rangers. We've done what we need to do, and that's all you can really do, is just try and keep winning games, and if a slip-up happens by one of the other teams, and you try and capitalise. Then we've obviously got Fenn and Varos in between as well. Danny, you got any mail you want to add? Because my head's absolutely pounded.
I thought Beaton had a good game. I thought we looked a lot more balanced in midfield. McGregor had a wee bit more freedom to get forward. But it's a short-term fix, I would say. I don't think Beaton's good enough at carrying the ball forward. Although he had one in the second half where he got the ball for the defenders and played, I think he played a good ball to McGregor. But I actually thought we looked a wee bit overrun, and the game became more kind of end-to-end when he went off and we went back to Rogic and Turnbull and McGregor. I thought we get overrun a wee bit in midfield, and it looked like the openings were there for Aberdeen. But then the change paid off when Rogic played a great part. The winner's a great goal. I mean, it must be 20-odd passes. And then all it takes is two good passes and the ball's in the net. But I thought the first half was all right. I thought we started really well. Abad and Turnbull linked up really well in the first half, and Turnbull's cross was brilliant. Kyogo's movement's just incredible. He never stops. Yeah, but the cross for Turnbull's fucking world class. And then I thought for the next 20 minutes, if we scored again, and we'd have scored about 4 or 5, but then we let Aberdeen into it, and then, I mean, their goal's a deflection. Fucking the ball hits beaten, and I think Montgomery jumps too early. I don't think he reads it well enough, but whatever. But you know what? They kept going, and a lot of folk are pretty raging that we've ground that one out. I must admit, from what I've seen online, seems that a lot of folk are quite angry. Big Ange getting stick for moving Kyogo out wide, even though it had a direct impact in the goal, because their fullback's too busy watching Kyogo, and he lets Montgomery go, and we scored the winner. So good for Ange. I'm just happy. One horn, I'm gutted it's international week, because it's 2 weeks before the next game, and you want to build momentum. But then, do you know what? It might just be the best thing that could happen to our squad, is to get a couple of weeks for Ange, to get a couple of weeks off, just regroup, hopefully get more players back. God willing, the ones that go away all come back. But, you know, it's 2 weeks for Yakimakis to get fitter and others. So hopefully we'll have not a full squad, because we're still short, as we know. But hopefully everybody that's there is fit and ready to play come 2 weeks against Motherwell.
Absolutely, I don't really have anything else to add. I'm just relieved we get the win the day, and we take it for there. We've obviously got the international week coming up, and a week, the 9th of October, Dan Petrov will be in Murphy's Bar in Glasgow, which is next to Corley's on Bell Street, and I'll be asking him the questions, and then Glass and Evan are singing after it. So if you want tickets for that, you can buy it for the bar, or you can get it for the social media pages. So I'm looking forward to that. I think yous are all gone as well, so be good to sit down with me. We stand the man, you're a nice guy, met him last Sunday, he's sound, so I look forward to that, something today during the international break. But for now, I'm absolutely dying. I hold the people in this call responsible. 5:30 in the morning in the casino, some laugh, but it was good to get a win the day, and I guess you just gotta have faith. Faith, faith. Oh, well, I guess it would be nice. Faith. Faith. I gotta have faith.